The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Yes, we're so glad you made it. We are so glad you made it. We are so glad you made it to the Power Hour radio show. Because without you, it doesn't work. So you have to make it. And give me some lovin'. Give me some lovin' for God. Give me some lovin' for America. Give me some lovin' for freedom. We say that a lot at these rallies here in Canada. We're not dead because the trucker strike's over or anything like that. There's patriots all over this land still standing up in the street and saying freedom, because we love freedom. You hear that sound? You hear that sound, son? That's freedom. I love to wake up to the sound of freedom. In the morning, it sounds like victory. And there's no greater victory than cavalry, and no greater cavalry than the Power Hour cavalry. We're forming posse, and we're going to go to Butler in the second hour more with our guest, Stephanie Sledge, one of the most loyal, patriotic, and intelligent women I know, and just happens to be a good American, working for constitutional sheriffs to invoke some of that constitutional law from sea to shining sea and remove the parasites and villains that are inhabiting our world. Never mind just America. I'm George Freund. I'm your guest host from Canada. Been in the showers for a while, and then the on-deck circle was called up Saturday, and I had to practice swinging the bat and appear here for July 17th in the year of our Lord, 2024. It's 11 o'clock where most of you are, but it's high noon where I am. And that was probably one of the greatest movies ever made, High Noon with Gary Cooper, because it takes courage to be a law enforcement officer, real courage. And I remember a long time ago when I was a pimply young guy, I got on really well with the chief of the neighboring police department. We saw eye to eye on so many things. He was a super father figure to me. And used to be an SAS commando in his younger years, where I was wet behind the ears in my younger years. And he had something to say. It takes a lot of courage to be a law enforcement officer. Not the courage to face danger. The courage to do what's right when you're called upon, even though you know you're going to take a lot of heat for it. His name was Jim Harding. He was chief of Halton Regional Police. And I really admired that man, and I admired what he said, because we had an incident in the United States, in Butler, where we had all levels of law enforcement around, and there didn't seem to be a man jack one of them, or woman jack one of them, that had that courage to stand up and do what was right. That they would stand down and let someone take a shot at their charge. It's not for you to like or hate or whatever. You're just there to protect a life when you're on a security detail like that. And not only was there a failure, there was systemic failure from top to bottom, which we'll get into later. I had to protect somebody once who didn't particularly like in any way, shape, or form, but it was my duty. I had to do it. My sergeant called me and he said, "You're going to be a bodyguard." And I was like, okay, sounds like a cool thing. But it's for a guy named Morgenthaler, the abortion doctor from Canada. He was coming to speak, and I had to pick him up at the train station and stick to him like glue and protect him from any harm. And, not particularly ingrained to that as a way of life, but I did it. And if something came along, well, I'd have to stand in the way of it and deal with it, because that was my job and my sworn duty. And these people had something to do, too. And systemically, they all let it down. And when you look at the level at every hook and crook of what was going on, who even knows what was going on inside that building, which was like a command post for the local police. They were having some kind of, wild party for fraternities or something from their university days inside, and they couldn't hear anything for the loud music, and they were too inebriated to do anything, but they weren't on the same planet the rest of the people were on, that's for sure, because the people who were protecting Donald Trump were the people. We, the people. They did their duty. They saw danger. They reported it. And they just let it happen. Mostly because this was a well-orchestrated deep state plot. There can be no other conclusion, really. And there was a second shooter. A detailed forensic analysis of the gunshots was made. There's no mistake. I have that posted on the website I'm on now, the government rag blogspot, and that links that out. The first shots were from the guy on the roof, most likely. And the second shots came from a second shooter. And he comes from a place that nobody's really talked about too much. It's removed from the diagrams of the venue, the water tower. It wasn't secured, it wasn't protected, and witnesses reported shots coming from the water tower. And that's probably where the real shooter was. Because in all these things, is it just... You're a magician, and a guy's starting out, and he's doing his tricks, and he does them well. And to people who don't know these tricks, it's like, wow, ooh, ah. But you're the master magician. You've been doing these things since you were knee-high to a grasshopper. You see right through it. You know exactly what he's going to do and how he's going to do it. So it's almost boring to you. And it gets that way as we progress in these false flag events and shootings. That is almost boring, but the key position in this, if it was a sport, is the patsy. You have to have a patsy. There's got to be a fall guy or girl or whatever. And you set them up. They take the rap for it. Usually they're killed, so they can't really be interviewed or spoken to later. Even Sirhan Sirhan is a long time, a lot of water under the bridge, but he's coming clean. He doesn't have memories. They were wiped out, but he knows. Wasn't me. I didn't do it. And now it's starting to come to grips with the fact he was a patsy and one of the few that has lived. But if it wasn't for Jack Ruby, well, another patsy would still be around and we could have talked to him about what's going on. It's a terrible, terrible thing that we live in such treachery. But there's a reason for it. I came across something in a great book I found, because I always did well in academics and liked that, but I dropped out of university because I just saw it becoming propagandized and diluted into something that really made me question the ground under my feet, like it was shifting. to figure out, I don't need them. Most people go to school to get a job. I had the job. Then I didn't need the school or anymore. I had enough of college. I did well in college. I graduated the top of my class. Had 100% in all my courses except one, which was 99%. I won the President's Award for Academic Achievement. So I'm brain dead. But when I got to university, it's all this political stuff that just put me off. So I just get books and I study on my own. They call that homeschooling. And I do it almost at the graduate level of my own homeschooling. I don't need them. So I get my books, I read, I study, I try to find things out, and you just don't have that hidden hand behind it trying to twist you and manipulate you into some kind of groupthink. So this marvelous book the Lord put before my eyes as I was checking out at this bookstore here in Toronto, The Delusions of Crowds, Why People Go Mad in Groups by William J. Bernstein. Just, that's my baby. And the things I learned in there that haven't been really explained or talked about in public forums or even in schools is amazing. And one of the things that I came across, even though it's widely known for psychology students, is called the Robber's Cave Experiment, Realistic Conflict Theory, done in the early 1950s. And it explains the whole world. It's also part of maybe what you would call divide and conquer that the Romans used to chop us all up. But Muzaffar Sharif and Carolyn Sharif, most likely his wife, did this study. And it involved a bunch of Boy Scouts, good kids, 22 boys in Oklahoma in the early 50s. And they're divided into two groups. And in a matter of time, they become very competitive. And the competitiveness almost goes to, well, never mind, almost, it goes to a sort of mental dysfunction where one group has to better or sabotage the other group to take advantage of them and prevent them from getting ahead in any way, shape, or form. And, of course, these experiments are controlled and they're stopped after a while. But let's just say you continued that without check and it just kept going on and on and on. You could have the political left-right paradigm, where you have two groups, allegedly both American, competing against each other for some sort of prize, which is probably the ability to loot the treasury, and just tripping up and knocking down the other side for some sort of advantage. And you have to ask yourself, like, why? It's in our joint collective interest that we succeed, because we're all in the same boat. The boat sinks, we're all in the water. The boat is damaged, we all suffer. So why would we be in tune to do this? Because it's a form of madness that develops and grows if we allow it. And a lot of the teachings you'd find in Jesus 101 would alleviate that, but that's a book that was thrown away long before, many years ago, where all this was taken away. If most of our leaders even understood even the basic concepts of some things, we would never be in the shape we're in. Forgiveness is the top of the list. Jesus said that. You're not really his disciple if you can't forgive. And that's quite true. He also commanded us to do one thing, a final commandment. Final commandment that virtually everyone on the planet Earth breaks except a very slim minority, and that's to love one another. So that's what I liked about that song there. It just said, you know, give me some loving, because in a way that was the Lord's final commandment. So we do that. And if we do that, if we forgive and we love or attempt to love, we're always going to be on the right track and we're going to have a better world. The competitive model for society is very dysfunctional. A much better model is the cooperative model. I hold the door open for you. When you fall, I put my hand out to pick you up. That's the much better world, the much better model. It doesn't involve all the things we see going on today, which just really make me ill as I develop more spiritually to just look at the demons. At the highest levels of government, corporations, academia, just calling out for slaughter as if we're back in the Roman days where there is no God except Caesar. No enjoyment except power, and not the power of truth. In the house that Joyce Riley built, the quest to try to find it, to peer away all the things that aren't truth, to get to what's remaining, that's what Tolstoy talked about, That's truth. To refine it, to admire it, and to even love it, because it sets you free. So I came up with something called Jesus logic. If we're free and we have the truth, well, we should be free, but we're not. We're being enslaved at every step, every year, every day. We're being enslaved more and more and more. So there's a lot of truth we have to dig for and find. I was very enamored in my younger years, and still am today, to the movie that song came from, the Blues Brothers, because in a way it reminded me of that when I called all my American friends on Sunday to say, I'm going to go back on the radio, you know, like, we got to hook up, we got to do things together, I need your input, and share ideas with. And that was the thing about that. They're going to put together the Blues Revival. And we're going to have a truth revival. We're going to get back together. We're putting the band back together. We're not playing music. We're not musicians. We're speakers. We're thinkers. And we're going to come to a great, great, great concert here and try to get that across to people, to try to make the world a better place, which was what Joyce Riley always wanted. And that's very, very important. There's all kinds of styles of radio. And most of them I can't listen to, because you develop. As you develop spiritually, it's like you develop intellectually as well. And you just can't put up with that stuff anymore. It's too low level. It's like, you know, you're reading C-Spot Run instead of Shakespeare. Once you have the ability to read Shakespeare and understand it, well, C-Spot Run doesn't work. So one of the lowest common denominators is just the typical AM radio, left-right paradigm, good cop, bad cop. They push things one way or another, basically to twist and manipulate what you think and what you do, and you still have that illusion that you're free. FM does it at a better pace. It's a little more intellectual and slowed down and easy, but it's still the same thing, a mass mind manipulation. And then if you're very explorative, you find your little shortwave radio, and then you find out, you know, there's a big world out there with lots of opinions. And there's something in America called Patriot Radio, and a lot of it broadcasts on shortwave. And you get to a much higher level, because you can talk about who's pulling the strings. How are they manipulating us? What are they doing? They're out in the open about it now. I remember a long time ago, the World Economic Forum was a conspiracy theory. Now they want to rule the world. And they pretty much own, well, I know they own Trudeau. They had half the cabinet at one point when he was reelected or reselected. And I don't doubt for a minute he doesn't have the whole thing in his pocket. And pretty much the government's all around the world, this Klaus Schwab fellow. Because he has that power. Power of money, and maybe something else. And that's the next step up. The shadow world. A spiritual world the Bible talks about too, that there's dark spirits. And what's their influence? That's one thing Marshall McLuhan said, the great Canadian media professor, that if Satan was anything, he was an electrical engineer. And the ether of the air is his kingdom. He's the prince of the air, and he added waves as we understand it now, which they didn't understand back then. He's the prince of the airwaves. It's his ground, and that's why we see this mass delusion, the psychological warfare being waged, shells coming at us left, right, and center, just like we were in a war, an information war, but a spiritual war to take us off track. To make us believe that up is down, left is right, right is left. And it works. Did you know that all the great dictators in the world never even had the nerve to do what's being done today? We go back to, you know, we'll pick three of the great ones from the 20th century. We can have our Hitler, our Stalin, our Mao. Not one of them had the guts to change genders. Not one of them. Because he probably would have been a laughingstock and lost his power. They have the power now that they can do that and do it well. That's an unbelievable amount of power. Goebbels said, I have the power to turn a circle into a square. And they have the power to go further than that, to turn a boy into a girl and a girl into a boy and get away with it. Because most people would just remain silent. You have the right to remain silent. But in a republic of we the people, it is your obligation and your duty not to remain silent. And that's where this forum was always very, very valuable, because you could always call in at 1-844-769-2944 and press 1 and contribute. Joyce used to always have a thing called Power Hour Chatter, because all of you are witnesses somewhere, just like there were witnesses at the shooting that saw a sniper on the roof. And they told the police and pointed him out. That was more than chatter. Very extreme chatter. And that can happen when they try to pull a false flag, is when they're setting it up. They have to do things. And if you start to see it and you get it out to a wide audience, it's shut down. I did that very effectively a long time ago. We had some incident in Toronto where they had terrorists, patsies, called the Toronto 18. And they were supposed to blow up a building in downtown Toronto, except for one problem. I did night radio in Toronto. One of my listeners got in touch with me, actually came to visit me in person. And he said, you can't believe what's going on down on Cherry Street in the harbor. And I go, what? He says, there's tons of Suburbans just going back and forth and back and forth, all the guys with the dark glasses and the suits. And he says, they're carrying concealed weapons. And this is Canada, so not too many people carry concealed weapons openly, except the police or security forces. So I go, I got to go look. So I trailed down there, I went to look, and right away, I could see what he's seeing. This is bad news. They picked me up right away. As soon as I got on the street, I'm being followed. But I knew the area well, so I'm going, well, I'm in a suit. I just go to the yacht club, and they'll just think I blend in, and I was just driving by. So I did. Snuck around, watched them. They go to this derelict ship, they pick something up, they go downtown. Go back, pick something up, go downtown. And I went, this is bad news, man, bad news. So I go back in the dead of night, camoed up, blacked out, climb a fence, go across a field, and I'm maybe 50 yards away just watching it back and forth, back and forth. And then the army trucks come. But we have health and safety laws. So the trailers pulling the explosives had to have a sign on the back, explosives. Well, that pretty much settles what's in there. So I sneak out, wheel around, get back to my car, and I follow one of these trucks, and it's going downtown. But it's the middle of the night. I'm the only guy on the road with them, so it didn't take, three red lights. They're on to me, and I go, well, adios amigos, I'm out of here. Because I can't get caught, give away my position. But I saw what happened, and I know what they're going to do. Studied Oklahoma City very, very well back in the day. Read a lot of General Parton's reports, heard him on radio, admired him. Amazingly, just total patriotic American. Breaks my heart that, men like that don't live to be 200 or 300 years old to impart duty, honor, country among people and know the truth and speak it. So I call in a radio station and blow their cover and redid it in Technicolor on Joyce's show the next day. And they had to close up and shut down. They couldn't pull it off. Because what was that supposed to do? That was supposed to get us in Arachnum. Canada didn't want to go. Well, nothing like blowing up a bit of downtown, killing a few fine young liberals, and everything changes. But you got to see it, and then you got to have that courage to do what is right, to take action. And God only knows what would have happened if I didn't get this. So basically, by doing late night radio, we were running a giant intelligence operation. Every cab driver that worked nights was pretty much listening to me when I talked. And they had eyes and ears everywhere. A lot of the doormen at clubs downtown, they listened too and were very familiar with that. And they're watching who's coming, who's going, who's coming, who's going. One of them even reported to me, there's these three guys came from Israel and we're kind of watching them. They don't fit in. Something's wrong, you know? And I went, okay, well, we'll watch them even closer now. What are they doing here? Never really got to find out, but I think we can imagine what's going on. What's going on is you've got to have what they call one of those flashbulb events to get control of the country, to take away the power from people. And they do it in such a fashion that you go to them and beg. Say, please, please, take away my rights and freedoms. Please, please, put us all in jail just to save me and protect me. That's power. That's the power of propaganda. And the opposite of that, of course, is power hour. Because we're reverse spin doctors. That's what I used to call that. These people put us in like some kind of grinder and spin us around to be slaves, to be abused, to be killed, to be tormented. And we reverse that. But you got to have the courage to speak. You got to have the opportunity, the knowledge, the dedication to read and study. But as an experienced magician, now I know right off the top, I'm getting a can of horse feathers. So don't take too long to break the veneer off and start to see through it. Because it's the same stuff over and over and over again. When I was on before, I called them quantum conspiracies. If we fundamentally break any one of them, it's like you got the keystone and they all come apart. The whole building of it will fall down. The old one, Pearl Harbor, Oklahoma City to a degree, 9/11 to a big degree, the Kennedy assassination, that's another super quantum conspiracy. And pretty much anybody in the know knows that was an inside job. Pretty much like this one. It's the forte of the Secret Service to stand down or actively participate at some level in this. Because what's the most important role for a devil or his minion? To be the wolf in the sheep's clothing. And he's got the badge to do it, the better for him. So they love to get into positions of trust that we have for people. And we have to understand that. We have to look for that all the time to hold people in scrutiny. The trouble is, most political parties are run and operated like a cult. And the cult leader speaks, and everyone obeys and follows. That was another great movie, They Live, and that was one of the big subliminal signs all over the place. Obey, obey. And that's what they tell us all the time. Not necessarily putting up signs with that sort of thing that filter into our subconscious, although that's done to a degree too. But it's just obey, consume, and do all those things. Make them rich, but never think, never stop, and look and listen. And try to put two pieces of information together. Because if we can do that, we can overturn them. There are very few of them. The biggest power you have is there's a button or a dial on most of the devices we use to get juiced by them. And we can turn them off or we can change the channel. So if you change the channel to something like Power Hour, you stand a chance of surviving. And you live and you prosper. And you love. So we're glad that you made it. We have a break coming up. I'm George Freund. This is Power Hour. We'll catch you on the other side.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
The Power Hour is brought to you by thepowermall.com. Supercharge your life with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. By choosing to purchase from us, you're directly supporting independent news media. Support small business and buy from the good guys.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active Rubbing Oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Welcome back, Power Hour listeners. Don't you just love that bumper music? It just is the perfect thing. It's like the call to battle or action in a way, you know? And you just gotta love it. When I think back to the Joyce Riley days of the things we did and such like that, they're not forgotten. Todd and I were discussing on the break there about, you know, how news, information, ideas, thoughts, words, they still travel around the ethos of the world or our existence to some degree, and I think they still have an effect. Maybe they echo or bounce off things, maybe for eternity. And just how interesting it is. But one big reminder I always have of Joyce Riley and the power of Power Hour was when they hit us with this Ebola crap. And she was struggling. Like, it just comes out, like, you don't know. Like, she started 7 a.m. back then, and, you know, boom, they dropped this one on our plate. What do you do with it? And she's doing her best. You got all these Ebola demons to fight, but you don't have anything to fight with, really. So, you know, I heard her struggling, and I'm just combing through stuff, trying to get the answer for her. You need that wooden stake to drive through the evil heart of the enemy. And that's truth. So I pray about it, think about it, and the good Lord just told me, look at the local newspapers. Why didn't I think of that? So I do. Start going to African newspapers where these things were happening, look them up. And what was there? There was no Ebola crisis. The wells were poisoned. So I send Joyce an email, give her the links to these articles, and she's got the wooden stake to drive through her heart. Like they do all the time. They make it up. They lie. It's all 100% bunk. And that she was a big performer back then. That pretty much finished it off. Just a little bit of tapering. And while I was doing my research, I even found the cure for it. It's in the rubber plant. No one who ever worked at these rubber plantations ever got Ebola. There's something in the rubber plant that saves you and protects you. You know, I think God knew what he was doing when he put all this together, and somehow we forgot or don't even bother to look. So there was an answer to the problem, too. And it's a monster they might try to take out of the closet again to get us. And then, just by accident, one of her shows got in my music file. I bought a new computer, I'm playing music, working around the house. Now all of a sudden the Power Hour starts, and I'm going, oh, wow, wonder what was going on that day. Start to listen. And it was the day they got Osama bin Laden in the fake raid, because he was in a fake girls' school. It wasn't any kind of compound he had. They were very big on using schools for false flags or pretend to things, and that was one of them. I found somebody who read the Urdu language, and they told me all about it and found me a witness. So, wow, isn't that amazing? So Joyce didn't have anything to go on, but just using wit and innuendo. She laid them out like a wrestler laying somebody out on the mat. It was poetry, just sheer poetry and beauty. I just stood in awe listening to this. I don't know what I was cleaning or painting or whatever, just for the whole thing. Just going, that was one of the most marvelous things I've ever heard. And to have stood in her shadow and participate in some of this stuff was a great gift from God, let me tell you. So here we have a caller on the line, Dave in New York. Welcome aboard.
Good afternoon. Just tolerate this one thing, because I used to sing to Joyce, and I'm going to sing to you, and it's only like one bar, but I'm sincere when I sing this to you. And God only knows where we'd be without you. I gained so much respect just today. I've heard you before. But what you did, you know, not to puff your hat size up or anything like that, you know, is something else. I mean, as far as everything you did that night, you know, and avoided cover and everything, you know, and then to get out and get it on the radio with Joyce, which we've done before, you know what I mean? It's, again, a prince of the power of the air. I may not be the right time to do it, but I can't think of any other time to do it, because I've been, you know, fighting the good fight for 30 years and been had an arrow put on my back and all sorts of creepy things happened to me. But can I, I'll just describe a miracle that happened to me, because when they happen, you should share them, because people don't know what the power of prayer is sometimes. So there was a big storm coming in my direction. There's a lot of old trees around my house, and stuff's falling all the time. And I knew something bad was about to happen. And, you know, 60, 70-mile-hour winds and stuff going from my front yard to my backyard. And I raised my hand in the air, and I said, Lord Jesus, you calm the raging seas. Please, I need your help. 15 seconds later, nothing, complete calm. 20 minutes after that, you know, a little gentle rain and stuff came by. But that, you can purify water by praying over it. They don't want you to know what your power of prayer has. You know what I mean? And we have that power. And they don't want you to know that. You've got to look to them, you know, as they're your king and savior and all this crap. So, I don't know. I guess I may as well get off so somebody else can call. But unless you want me to drag on about anything you want. You know what I mean?
Well, I've been down the same road, brother, and seen it myself, too. And you reminded me of something, like it goes back in time so you forget about it. I was driving home in a snowstorm. So it's all over the radio. Oh, this big snowstorm. And I'm going to be driving, you know, kind of around Lake Huron, so it's going to be coming off Lake Huron. It's going to be dastardly. All the warnings are up. I do my prayers. You know, I say, God, you know, make a way so I can just get home and, you know, we'll dig out the next day. And for some reason, I got home, it didn't snow. And I'm like, wow, this is amazing. I can't figure it out. So where did the storm go? Like, it was all over all the channels. Like, this is almost like Armageddon snow. And so I turn on the computer. I look at the weather radar map. And there's like a finger of clear going through where I was traveling towards Lake Huron, where the wind was blowing in the opposite direction to the snowstorm. And the snow was north of it and south of it on both sides coming in like a tempest. But in that little sliver where I was, actually it's a big sliver, but the wind was blowing in the other direction. And I saved a screenshot of it for future reference because no one's ever going to believe you, you know. And I just look at that and you just have to stand there amazed to know the power of the Lord.
I prayed. When I started sending kids out to California to have their sex changed, I said, you know, I prayed and I said, you know, this is it. And he goes, don't, you know, remain calm, basically. There were parents that were getting divorced and one want to spike the other and have their son's genitals cut off and stuff like that. Anyway, God basically told me he's got this. California's going to get it first and then New York State's going to get it second. And, you know. And if you think about it, look where the most demons live right now. One coast to the other in those two spots. And, you know, we're supposed to, you know, you're going to hear of wars and rumors of wars, but don't, you know, keep your eye on the Lord. On local radio, there's always people, and they say the same thing every day, and there's a couple of programs. And can you imagine if a Democrat or a Republican did that? Every day they're feeling, I say, you know, march on Christian soldiers. I don't want that guy leading this. You know, these little whiners, they whine all the freaking time. It's like, come on now. Let's get it together. So I better hang up now. But, hey, thank you very much. And if you can remember the date when you called Joyce on that, I might have a copy of that around here myself, which I'd always like to. I have probably more copies of anything that was ever done in there. In fact, I had it so good that I'd call in and tell people when the program was on, and Joyce says, I love people who do that. And then I found out at the end, I was the only person that does it. So I was really special. I felt a little crown on my head that Joyce liked me that much. I'll see you later.
Well, God bless you, because one thing I said before that I remember was to ask people to download the show, and it's not for us today. It's for the future generations, because that material that you saved on your hard drive may be the Nag Hammadi Gospels of some future event where it's found, and maybe somehow they can get to read it, and they can hear the truth, because the official story will be the so-called truth in the years in the future, and to hear that we weren't all seduced into this, that we stood up for things and backed it up, is so important to get the real truth out, and hopefully that someone we don't even know when they're going to be born or where they're going to be may be able to access that and spread it around once the grid of control is off us or these events is so important. I found a small radio station in California archived a lot of the shows, but it wasn't edited. It was just at the hour, you know, it's cut, and they only cover 2 hours of the three, so 1 hour was missing. But they had quite an inventory in there. But it's nice to know you're the holder of a great deal of material. You're the librarian for Joyce Reilly, and that may be very important, not just for today, but probably for the future. And that's just a wonderful thing.
God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you. But Dave is quite right about the power of God. You know, when I was a peace officer, we worked alone. Those are days you didn't wear body armor or nothing like that either. And, you know, you got to get into some pretty dicey situations, and a lot of people just look at me like I got two heads or something like that. You know, how do you do this? How do you do that? I say, well, I'm not alone. And then they look at you like you're twice as nuts. And I go, well, the Lord's my partner, bodyguard, partner, backup. And I depend on him over all things to protect me and save me in instances like that. And it's happened to me. So I was set up in a deadly car accident twice. One was a minor one. This one was a big one. They pulled a transport truck across the road to shut me up. And God stopped time. And I was floating in the air. And it's like, you know, I could do whatever I want to the wheel. It's not attached to the ground anymore. I'm just floating there still. And there's a presence with me in the car telling me what to do, to turn the wheel in a certain way. And I'm human. I react humanly. I say, well, if I turn it the way you want, I'll hit the truck sooner. I just said, trust me. So I did. And when the wheel was in the right place, time started again. And so I wasn't braking hard. I was being shot out of a cannon to go back to the speed I was at before. And what did I hit? I hit the truck's landing leg. It caught me like a baseball. Truck was destroyed. I had a broken leg and a dislocated ankle and some cuts and bruises. But I didn't feel them. I didn't feel anything until the fireman tried to pick me up. And you knew it was a whack job because hiding on the other side of the transport truck was a cop and a paramedic in the middle of nowhere on a dark country road. Yeah, you just, you know, happened to be roasting marshmallows or something like that, waiting for a car crash. So they were probably there to pronounce me dead, and that's the end of it. But the Lord saved me. So I didn't call 911, because that's stupid. It's just like these people in Butler, you know, tell the police. They already know what's going on. You know, you call the locals down. Maybe they can get rid of this guy. The best sniper shot in the world from 1,000 meters will take this turkey out. But it isn't going to be the police. So I just call everybody I knew, primarily at the church I went to, and they started coming down in droves. And the cop and the paramedic just faded away in the distance. And this cop, he actually tried to get into the wreck and take my phone off me. I had to fight him to keep my phone and make these calls. Because if I didn't, I knew if I didn't do it, I'd be dead. Because even they take me to the hospital, there's no coming back. You're DOA when you get there, no matter what happened to you. I know how the game's played. So I'm not biting it. And, you know, so I know who was with me, and I know why, and I know how. And I also had probably one of the greatest compliments in the world in that time doing late-night radio in Toronto. I was just, you know, given a 15-minute free speech spot, and I didn't waste it. The President of the United States back then called the Prime Minister of Canada, Paul Martin, and the President was Bush. And I can't say what he said because they're all dirty words. But he said, get that bleep, 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 bleep off the air. And they did. And then by some strange miracle, I connected with Joyce Reilly, and she picked me up to come on the Power Hour. So instead of being on one Toronto station, she was syndicated on like 44 stations across the United States. And we could do it in the daytime. And then, you know, I imagine some more swear words were uttered in the White House. So when the devil calls you like that, you pretty much know you're working for the good guys. And that's just the way it is. You know. Well, you know, deep, dark, satanic control over. I don't think there's a legitimate government in the world. Well, a couple of few. You can see them now with this war pressure. You know, there's Serbia to a degree, but Slovenia, because they shot their leader. And then you have the other guy from Hungary, trying to be a peace mediator to stop World War III. That used to be Canada's job. Canada used to be the peace mediators. We didn't have no big army or anything like that, but we could get between Mao and Stalin and whoever was in the White House at the time and try to broker something out so we don't all slaughter each other. And that all went out the window. So I remember talking to a retired guy once about stuff like that, and he just smiles at me and he says, "I'm glad you missed me." And I go, "What do you mean?" He says, "I used to be a diplomat." And I just laughed and I go, "Brother, I missed you, because if that's the stuff you were doing back then, you were saving the world from a lot of hurt. And you just see now everybody greasing the wheels to make it worse, 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 to kill, to slaughter, never forgive, never forget." You know, we hear that from the other great Satan of the world now, who pretty much controls all of American Congress, as I understand from an American congressman who spoke up, and that's posted on our blog site, came from the Government Rags main site, America's Lawless Mafia to Take Out Trump. This congressman lost his wife after speaking out, and he's very concerned that she had the same kind of fate, that she was assassinated at 51 years old. And that's the price of being a hero sometimes, or standing up for what's right. They're coming after you. And it appears that may very well be the case, because they have all kinds of tools you can't even think about. I shared that with a lot of the doctors fighting COVID. I said, here's a declassified copy of the CIA assassination manual. I'd read that from cover to cover and be aware of some of the tricks they use. So just in case you think you're in some kind of redux of a bad thing, you may very well be, and do something about it. Because I'm just shocked and amazed, and that's probably the biggest thing that I had to bite my tongue on over the intervening absence from radio, was this October the 7th thing. I knew that from like 2 or 3 days after it happened. It's a let it happen on purpose thing. They did it on purpose. They let it happen. They knew. You know, I think it was some security minister in Egypt phoned Netanyahu personally to tell him 3 days before. And as things evolved, the cryptanalysis girls in Israeli intelligence were warning them for at least 3 months, probably longer, that this is going to happen. That wall is so sensitive that if a fly lands on it, alarms go off. So there's no way somebody's driving a bulldozer through it and you don't know anything about it. Just isn't going to happen, can't happen. So they did it. They did it for a reason, just like they did 9/11 for a reason, for a bigger, broader purpose that no one's ever going to dig out for you or find out for you. And they're using that as some kind of justification to kill everyone. And that just breaks my heart. Like, as a young man, I'd be the one to throw my body in the way to catch the bullet, to take whatever danger, to be burned by pulling somebody out of a fire, as opposed to saying, "Oh, I can't get hurt, but I have to kill everybody else." Just can't do that. And I've seen the footage, and it's in Israel's media. They have free media. We don't. Why not put out the cameras from the helicopter gunships blowing the people away at the rave? And you can hear the pilots talking. So I played that to a retired history teacher I know who's Jewish. And I said, "Can you listen to this dialogue? Is this an accurate translation of what's going on?" He said, "Yes, it is." They killed their own people. It's called the Hannibal Directive. There's a documentary made about it. The highest ranking former military guy in it is a major general, and guys all the way down the line. Anyone with, you could be like a corporal or even a sergeant or something, a lower NCO rank, but you could instigate this if someone's being captured, and you kill everyone. And the big be-all and end-all for me was a lady at the Berai Kibbutz. She was interviewed on National Israel Radio 3 or 4 days after it happened. And she said, "This picture of the house on fire, that's my house. And Hamas didn't set it on fire or blow it up. It was shot with Israeli tank rounds, and they killed my husband." And that's out now. Haaretz did it last Sunday, like Sunday before last, and then the Times of Israel caught up a couple days later, and they covered it as well. They interviewed the people that they had orders to kill everyone. No one can be taken hostage. And they did. So in the area of that house, of the 14 people who were there, 13 were killed by the IDF. And then this lie, the fact that everything was done by Hamas, is perpetrated and perpetrated and perpetrated. And there has to be a reason for it. I know the game. I understand it very, very well. It's not hard to figure out. Did you know there's a company called Genie Energy in Israel? And we had an event called 9/11 and a world-changing thing to take over the world. Well, they have a board of directors. When you look at this board of directors, you see all the old hands from way back when Power Hour was young. Dick Cheney, Rupert Murdoch, James Woolsey, former CIA director, Larry Summers, former head of the Treasury, Bill Richardson, former governor of New Mexico, ex-ambassador to the UN, and United States Energy Secretary Michael Steinhardt, Jacob Rothschild, Mary Landrieu, former senator from Louisiana. What a coincidence that something like that could ever happen. Just unbelievable. And then there's another issue, the issue of the oil and gas fields off the coast. Now, you know, as Gomer Pyle used to say way back when, if you're old enough for Andy Mayberry and Gomer Pyle, shazam! Well, they settled the gas dispute in 2022. But in 2010, that was a cause for war with Israel. Because why? They want the oil and gas, the God principle in all this. Gold, oil, and drugs. Always comes down to that. You dig a little bit, you find it, and away you go. So why would they ever want to go to war with Gaza? Well, we get the oil and gas. And we take over. And we become the Arabs. The Saudi Arabia of the world and control all the assets. Same old, same old. It's been like that since Sir Francis Drake and Queen Elizabeth I. Piracy. I'm George Freund. It looks like we're coming up to a break. Back on the other side.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is brought to you by thepowermall.com. Supercharge your life with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. By choosing to purchase from us, you're directly supporting independent news media. Support small business and buy from the good guys.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I have a good friend with me here today. She has been taking the calcium bentonite clay that she purchased from the Power Mall for many, many years now. And I asked her to sit with me and explain to the listeners what she uses the clay for.
Thanks. So just to let you know, we use it on a daily basis. I will put a teaspoon of calcium bentonite clay into a glass of water and drink it before bed for detox. We've done weekly foot soaks for my husband who has diabetes. We use it for facials. I use it once a week for my clay bath detox. We've used it on spider bites, insect bites, and I've also used it for the swelling in my ankle after surgery.
Oh, yes, I do remember when you had the surgery. To order the clay, please call 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is an independent radio show. We are funded by people who appreciate our work, not by ads or algorithms. Your support is key to the continuation of this broadcast. To show your support so that we can continue to bring you unbiased information that is now more vital than ever, please visit thepowerhour.com and click Support Us. You can also place a donation by phone by calling 877-817-9829. We thank you for any amount of support that you're able to give.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.